This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 87 for October 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures remain on the rise Friday morning, gleaning support from comparable oils. The November canola contract gains $3.60 at $625.60 per ton, and the January contract adds $2.20 at $638.20 per ton. Malaysian palm oil closes out the week with another day of sharp increases, hitting fresh contract highs. Upticks in the Chicago soy complex and in European rapeseed are spilling over into canola. Modest increases in crude oil prices are underpinning vegetable oil values. Canola is above most of its major resistance levels and slightly behind its 200-day moving average. Saskatchewan reports its harvest is 91% complete overall, with the province's canola at 82% finished. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending September 29th that canola exports dropped to 86,700 tons. However, the year-to-date of 1.76 million tons is three times more than this time last year. The Canadian dollar is pulling back on Friday morning, with the loonie at 73.68 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 73.86. In the United States, a tentative deal has been reached in the strike at East Coast and Gulf of Mexico ports, with longshore workers to get a 62% pay hike over 5 years. The ADM soybean crushing plant in Des Moines, Iowa, is scheduled to shut down for maintenance beginning in mid-October. The plant crushes an average of 5 million bushels of soybeans per month. France reports its corn harvest is a mere 2% complete due to wet conditions. The 5-year average is 23%. The crop remains at 79% good to excellent. France also says its soft wheat crop is 1% planted. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimates Argentina's corn crop is about 14% planted. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Friday morning. The November contract adds 4 cents at $10.50 per bushel. December soy oil nudges up more than a tenth of a cent at 44.68 cents per pound. December soy meal is up $1.40 at $333.90 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn loses 2.5 cents at $4.26 per bushel. December oats drop 8 cents at $3.76. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December falls 7.5 cents at $5.96. Kansas City December gives up 4.5 cents at $6.07. And Minneapolis December dips a penny at $6.45. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 4th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.